Now, you talk about behind the scenes. It's very interesting. We are doing a Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star Tour. All we have to do is go out and say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, and please welcome Andy Forrester. He's the first comedian. And then we go out again and say, please welcome Zach Johnson. That's all we have to say, you know. And behind the scenes, we will go to them and say, is there anything you want us to say? And some of them will say, yeah, I've been on Comedy Central. I've done this. I've done that.
Or open for this person.
Yes. All very nice guys.
And that's standard protocol.
Standard. Zach Johnson, who's on with us now, I introduced him, and he said, nah, just whatever. I'm from Charlotte. You can say that.
Yeah.
So that's what I say.
He's low maintenance.
That's all he says. Yeah, he said, I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. Here's Zach Johnson. That's all there is to it. Well, one of the a comedian, actually a former guest on this show, who's now up, he's become a pretty big star here, Nick Swardson.
Yeah, he's part of the Adam Sandler family.
Okay.
So he'll always be working.
So, yeah, Nick Swardson was on a podcast with Tom Segura, and he was talking about having to introduce comedians before he was well-known.
That's actually kind of how the hierarchy works. When you kind of get started and getting known, mm-hmm. like in your local area maybe, mm-hmm. it's a big deal because you get to work the bigger shows as like the host.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that your way mm-hmm. to move up. So yeah. You're like, oh, okay, now I'm hosting the shows, which means you might get to do also like 5 minutes of your own stuff.
Perfect example. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Swardson is going to introduce Michael Winslow, who is known for doing sound effects. He was in the Police Academy movies. You may remember him. He could do amazing sound effects. A siren, yep. a whistle. He could
absolutely.
Set, like, anything. You know, he could just, he was the human.
I saw his act back in the early 90s.
Very,
fun night.
Very good.
Fun sure. night.
So Swardson is telling the story about the intros that he has done. And apparently he went up to Michael Winslow and did what we always do. Say, hey man, is there anything you want me to say about you when I introduce you?
I remember I brought up Michael Winslow from Police Academy.
Oh.
He's the guy that does sound effects.
The sounds, yeah.
Yeah, and I went up to him, and I'm like, hey, I'm emceeing. What do you want for your intro? And he goes, don't. Talk to me, please. Get it from my manager. And I'm like, okay, but you're right here.
Yeah.
You can just tell me. So I go to his manager. He's like, yeah, don't do that. And I'm like, okay. Like, okay, what the f***? And he goes, swear to God, he goes, write this down. Police Academy 1, Police Academy 2, Police Academy 3. Police Academy 4. Police Academy 5. I was like, can I just say Police Academy?
Yeah, all the police academies?
Yeah. But I have to number them? out of here.
That's the experience. First, you went to Winslow. Don't
talk
to
me. I'm in the zone.
Beep. Beep. I mean, that's Michael Winslow. It's not like he's talking to...
No.
It's not Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah.
Exactly. It's not like he's going to this incredible... It's not Dave Chappelle. It's the guy, Michael Winslow.
You interrupted me practicing my police siren.
Don't talk to me. That's it. They were talking about... And Biggie said this. They were talking about Bob Saget. And you'd go up to him, who's now died. You'd go up to him and say, do you want me to say you were on Full House or this? And he'd go like, nah, they know why they're here. Totally different approach.
Yeah.
Just say whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes we have guests that'll have a handler call and say, well, you've got 30 seconds until he'll be on and don't ask him about this. And then sometimes, like Brian Regan and Jim Gaffigan, just call themselves.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see that.
And the nicest one by a mile was Larry the Cable Guy.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He called himself. He didn't have an agent. There was no go-between.
That's
he
right.
called. He'd do his bit. Crush.
Yep.
Then after we'd get off the air, he'd call back and say, how was that, guys?
Yeah.
Really hope it. Thanks for having me on.
Unbelievable.
Floored.
And then he would, like, he talked to me about my son who was so into cars at that time.
Yeah.
And my son had, you know, he played, of course, the
truck. Mater.
He's Mater from the Cars movie. And it was absolutely fantastic. Speaking of which, Chris Timms was asking me today, and we have, it's funny how this works, we have Nick Swardson comedy on this. Chris Timm was talking to me today about his nephew and my son are about the same age. And Chris Timm says his brother now wants to own a cheetah.
Yeah. Middle brother. He's rather, I don't know if conservative is the right word, but you know, he's not very outrageous. He enjoys, he enjoys craft beer. He enjoys skiing.
Mm-hmm.
He loves being a dad. He's got a great 19-year-old son.
Yes.
But
yes,
he wants a cheetah.
Literally.
Yes.
He wants a cheetah.
I don't hate this.
How serendipitous is this that I saw comedy today from Nick Swardson about owning
cheetahs?
A cheetah I'm going to play this for you. Tell me if this will discourage your brother.
I want to get a pet for my apartment. Like, I want to get I want to get an exotic one. Like, I always think it's cool when celebrities get, like, a really crazy animal. Like, they're like, yeah, so-and-so has 27 giraffes. You're like, what? Really? I think that's cool. Like, Michael Jackson had, like, a whole zoo. Like, I want to have zoo animals, but, like, still have, like, a one-bedroom apartment. Just to be weird, you know what I mean? Just have, like, a cheetah. Just walking around my apartment, you know what I mean? Why not? And just have, like, get-togethers, but don't tell anybody that I bought a cheetah. So people walk in, like, what's up, dude? Oh, my God! Is that a cheetah? And I'm like, yeah, it's cool. Just don't touch him. He's, like running around my apartment. He's just running around at, like, 80 miles an hour. Just mauling people. Ow! I'm like, cheetah, sit. Cheetah. Ah! Cheetah, sit. He doesn't listen. He doesn't listen. Bad cheetah. Yeah, you're a bad cheetah.
That would be so incredible if your brother had something like that.
He's got a little bigger space, yeah. A little more space than an apartment.
Put him in the backyard.
He's got a fenced backyard.
I'm all in with him on this. I say do it.
That's a pretty fast creature.
And,
yes,
like Nick Swartzen said, don't tell anyone.
Right.